Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Talking Titans, 53-man roster, must be official by 3 o'clock today, Central Time. We now say hello to Zach Lyons, Football and Other F-Words pod. You can check it out. He does great work. Zach, what's up, man?
Oh, not much. Just finishing up an article for StackingInbox.com while also feverishly refreshing my Twitter feed and trying to also figure out why Jennifer Love Hewitt is trending. I mean, she always should be trending, but at least she's alive.
Yeah, I mean, she's been trending in my mind for a long time. So,
yeah.
you know, we go way back. With the 53-man roster, I mean, I think it's very safe to say with this Titans team that the one we see at, you know, just after 3 o'clock Central Time today is going to look very different than the one that we're going to see when they open the season against the Saints. Do you feel like that Mike Vrabel and Rand Carthon are going to spend a majority of their time obviously looking for a kicker, but also scouring for potential offensive linemen to add to that group?
You know, I kind of don't. I don't think that offensive linemen seems to be the priority. They, from all the words that they have said, they seem to be
Zach, we're going to put you on hold for a second because something's up with the connection there. Just lost that. So we'll see if we can get him reestablished. I don't know what happened there. He got zapped. Something like that.
Got zapped.
But yeah, just pick it up and back there, Nick, and see what we can do. Maybe it fixed it. We good now? All right, let's try this again. You were making a great point, and then technology got you.
Yeah, it got me for some reason. I don't know where I left off. I think for all intents and purposes, it sounds like to me that they're happy with the group they got. They may go back to the well to try and get someone like David Questenberry, who's just recently released, but that doesn't really move the needle too far above Chris Hubbard. But I do think he is better than Chris Hubbard, but I also think that Justin Murray's better. And they just got back Dylan Raidens. I mean, he may be a few weeks away from actually finding his way onto the field and team practices, but they still have 2 weeks to go before the regular season. I don't think offensive lineman's a priority. I do think linebacker is a priority. Obviously, kicker is as well.
Yeah, where do you think they go with kicker? I mean, we've seen Dustin Hopkins just got traded to Cleveland for a seventh rounder. I don't think the Titans need to be in the business of trading for a kicker because I don't think they have the draft capital to really do it. They need to keep some draft picks. So do you feel like if the Will Lutz to Denver thing doesn't happen, or is it maybe one of the guys that loses out in New England? Where do you think they go?
Well, I will say this. Diana Russini is saying that the kicker market is busy. She reported on X that teams are currently making calls around the league looking for opportunities to trade for kickers, Rams, Lions, Titans, 49ers, and Broncos. Dustin Hopkins was traded for a 2025 seventh-round pick. The Titans have plenty of seventh-round picks, 25. The problem is in 2024, so it just depends on how desperate they get. I would assume that they're calling on maybe Nick Folk or Will Lutz, who are likely to get cut or likely to get traded elsewhere. So I would assume that's where they're going. At the end of the day, if they have to settle for a Mason Crosby or Robbie Gould or someone like that, maybe even call back Randy Bullock, it's better than what they were trying all offseason long. I mean, pretty much anybody that went to practice or followed the Tennessee Titans knew that, like, after week one, neither of these kickers, Trey Wolf or Caleb Shudak, were likely to make the team. And I don't understand the Titans' approach to kicker. I never will. I don't know why a team that plays with such a thin margin of error that needs points wherever it can get it refuses to take this position seriously. But yesterday, Mike Vrabel answered Teresa's comment with, like, well, I don't think Justin Tucker's going to get, you know, get cut. And I'm thinking, well, so is it Hall of Fame and UDFA scrub and nothing in between? Like, we can't get something in between there that is at least better than maybe the 20th best kicker in the league? Like, I don't understand what's going on over there.
Yeah, I don't either. And anytime it's brought up, you know, Vrabel kind of goes into, you know, pissy mode, as I like to put it. And it's just like this has been an ongoing thing with him, but we will see who the kicker is on the roster at 3 o'clock Central Time. When it comes to wide receiver, this was an intriguing battle in camp, and I think there were some guys that emerged that I didn't expect to, and then there were some guys that disappointed that I didn't really expect to. For me, I have six on the roster. Obviously, the obvious ones of Hopkins and Burks, Phillips, once he's healthy again, Chris Moore, NWI, and then I have Kyrus Jackson making this roster over, you know, Racy McMath, or Reggie Roberson, Mason Kinsey. I know Kinsey could be available as a call up if he makes it to the practice squad with Phillips being out. But how do you view that position?
Yeah, it's weird that wide receiver six spot. When I was doing my only and final 53 man roster, because you know everybody does one like every few days, and I'm just thinking that seems like a waste of time. Wait till all the preseason's over, and I almost went with just five wide receivers because I thought that maybe they would just go scouting on the waiver wire or scouting free agency for a wide receiver. I wasn't really feeling any of these guys, and then Kyrus Jackson got extended time as a returner. He's on there. He's my sixth wide receiver. Mine that lines up perfectly with you. I'm not confident. And one thing that has given me pause is something that Braden Gall, which you're familiar with, and we do a football show every Monday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, that Reggie Roberson has a connection with Will Levis that has shown up in camp, but Reggie Roberson has not shown up in the preseason. But guess who has also not shown up in the preseason? Will Levis. So I almost think that Reggie Roberson is a sneaky pick to make it in as wide receiver six, but I think I'm just going to stick with Kyrus Jackson for now. Colton Dow looked really good. Treshawn Harrison looked good. And Mason Kinsey, he's a preseason darling. He always looks good in preseason. But they would rather sign someone like C.J. Board or Josh Gordon or Cody Hollister than call up Mason Kinsey. They just like Mason Kinsey on the practice squad, I think. He does everything that they need him to do on the practice squad, and I guess those players are hard to find for them.
Do you think Colton Dowell was good enough to the point where he was good enough to you know, warrant being around and practice squad, but bad enough not to make the Titans' initial 53, but also good enough that they'd be worried about losing him to another team?
No, I don't think he – here's the thing about the waiver wire process, and this is kind of an overarching thought. There's only roughly like 30 players every year that are put on, that are claimed off of waivers at this time. Most of the time, I mean, that means that like a large majority, we're talking like out of 800 to 900 players, only 30 are claimed. That leaves a large majority of players going through waivers unclaimed. And I think Colton Dowell, really the only guy that may not clear waivers that the Titans could possibly cut, and I think they are, is Monty Rice. Now, everybody else, I think, is going to go through waivers without being claimed, and I know that's an unpopular opinion if you're a Caleb Murphy all-pro truther, and I love Caleb Murphy, and I hope that he makes the team, but I just don't think that anybody else cut is going to get claimed, because if you get claimed during this process, you have to go on the 53. You're not able to be claimed and go on the practice squad. That's why a lot of these players clear, and then you see a lot of these players show up on the team that they were recently cut from on their practice squad. And that's where I think Colton Dowell lands. If he is cut, he will be on the Titans practice squad fairly quickly.
Yeah, and you mentioned Monty Rice, and you mentioned, you know, the linebacker position there. That one is with a defense that I think is going to be pretty good. That's where I'm the most nervous because of the depth, especially in the middle there. And, you know, are they just going to have enough to really be able to hold it down at that spot?
I don't think that the linebacker position is fully fleshed out in its current form. I think they'll keep five. I think they'll keep Azeez Al-Shaair, and I like to call them the Flip Cup Boys. You know, Chad, Luke, Ben, and Chance. I think they'll keep all those guys. But I think Monty Rice is gone. He put out a weird statement yesterday that he hasn't been missing practice because of injury. It's been because of life stuff. And, you know, I don't know what's going on in his life, and I'm not here to downplay it. But I just don't think that he was long for this team to begin with. I know a lot of people had him in pretty heavily as a starter before offseason or before the training camp stuff. But I just never really believed that he was going to live up to his third round draft pick when he was initially drafted. And I've held pretty steadfast in that. Not to say he hasn't filled in well. I just don't think he's a starter for the Tennessee Titans. And I don't think they think that either. I look at a guy that got recently released as Christian Kirksey from the Texans. He was on the on the team with Tim Kelly in 2021. Tennessee Titans have seen him a lot. He's a veteran and he's a tackling machine. And at the position opposite Azeez Al-Shaair, that's what you want. He can be signed later today because he has four or more accrued seasons. So he's a vested veteran. So he does not go to waivers. So he can actually be signed later today at 3:01 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Real quick, on the defensive line, I've seen some people have Naquan Jones in. I've had some people have Naquan Jones out. Where are you on that?
Out. I don't think he's done enough in the times that he has seen preseason or seen in-game real live action to necessitate keeping around, especially if he's an injury. I wouldn't be surprised if they move him to like a reserve pup list or something, but I don't think he's playing. I think that it's Michael Dwumfor, Kyle Pecco, and Jaden Peavy, and I think that you could even see all three make it. You have to remember last year, depending on how you look at Denico Autry, they kept seven defensive linemen last year. That does not include the outside linebackers. I don't see any reason why they couldn't keep that many again. It will be interesting to see, but to me, Michael Dwumfor has done enough, and Jaden Peavy seems to be has caught the eye of the staff. While he may have had a quiet preseason, he has not had a quiet training camp. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'd also rather have both those guys over Naquan Jones, who seems like just another guy that could just be rotated in, and then you won't even notice that he's there or not there.
You do have Jeffrey Simmons making it, though. You think he'll be good, Zach?
It was tough. I know he's on the bubble, and he missed every preseason game. Which if you don't play in preseason,
slacker,
it's a big deal. You got to remember everybody wanted Ryan Tannehill to play, and that was a huge that he got those handoffs in on Friday's game. But like, you know, he may be a little rusty. You never know with Jeffrey Simmons. He's a very up and down player. You know, just a roster bubble kind of guy.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I think it'll be, all kidding aside, I think it'll be a breakout year, another breakout year for Jeff, for sure. Zach, appreciate it as always. Good to talk to you, and we'll do it again soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Chase.
Absolutely. Zach Lyons, Football and Other F-Words pods, also does work with 440 Sports, so you can check him out there all over the place on X. I'm trying to train myself not to say Twitter. Coming up next, I want to touch on this because there was a bizarre moment in the Braves game last night. Just like, if you didn't see this or hear about it, we'll discuss that next. Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.